This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion giant Planned Parenthood rarely talks about abortion, having long ago admitted that science was not on its side. In a new interview with Fusion TV's America with Jorge Ramos, Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richard talked about the question of when life begins.
So for you, when does life start?
This is a question that I think will be debated through the centuries.
But why would it be so controversial for you to say, when do you think life starts?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's controversial. I don't know that it's really relevant to the conversation. But I mean, for me, I'm a mother of three children. For me, life began when I delivered them.
Genetics, ultrasound, science all show the human person living from conception, even able to experience pain for more than half a pregnancy. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE, the number 4, me. A Mississippi farmer is offering the latest cautionary tale for patients who are organ donors because harvesting of vital organs can be done prematurely. Walter Williams was declared dead at home, but while funeral preparations were being made last Thursday, he began kicking and was taken to a hospital where he is doing well. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.